This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report last Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Corn and soybean exports continue to go down two opposite paths as corn sales are performing admirably while soybeans lag behind. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest corn numbers from the USDA.
Corn numbers continue to be astounding, especially for this time of the year. We are very far ahead of pace for what we need to meet the USDA's goals. So 1.230 million tons for corn. The estimated range was 500 to 1.9 million, 500,000 to 1.9 million. So very good sales. This is well ahead of the five-year average, which is right around 700,000. So getting you know, nearly double what we need at this point.
While this week's numbers weren't awful for soybeans, they're still not at the levels they need to be at.
Yeah, this is, it's not a terrible sale, just under a million tons at 923,000, but it is 30% under the five-year average, which comes in at like 1.3 million tons. Again, this is a continuation type situation where we continue to see the issues of not having China in our market right now, and these sales continue to work under what the USDA pace needed to meet their goal is.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.